My guest at this time is Victoria Tunsing. She is a former Deputy Assistant Attorney General of the United States. She is a former Assistant United States Attorney, and she is a partner in the Washington law firm of DeGeneva Tunsing. She joins us today to respond to the surprising letter from FBI Director James Comey to different members of Congress announcing that they are looking at new emails connected to the Hillary Clinton server investigation. And Victoria, thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be with you.
What's your reaction to this, and what does it take for the FBI to publicly announce that they're basically reopening this case?
Well, it couldn't be a trifling thing because this is a big deal, and you can see the brouhaha that it's causing. So it couldn't just be sort of a little incidental email. It has to be pretty significant. The reporting is going on that it's from Anthony Weiner's email investigation. So you would think that a competent FBI would have looked at that from the get-go, since it's not a secret that he was married to her top aide, Uma.
Let me read a little bit of the Comey letter here. The second paragraph says, in connection with an unrelated case, the FBI has learned of the existence of emails that appear to be pertinent to the investigation. I'm writing to inform that the investigative team briefed me on this yesterday, and I agree that the FBI should take appropriate investigative steps designed to allow investigators to review these emails to determine whether they contain classified information, as well as to assess their importance to our investigation. He also says that he can't really say whether this material will end up being significant, but he has to know, based on the calendar, that going public like this is pretty significant.
Yeah, but my first reaction is, why was Anthony Weiner's email separate? I mean, I criticize the director for taking this case of the investigation of Hillary and putting it in his top floor office and evidently walling off everybody else who was working on something. This should have been a part of his investigation. Like, Anthony Weiner was a known risk. He's a weirdo. And they didn't look at those kinds of things while they were doing the Hillary. He said it was a thorough investigation. I don't think so.
Victoria, this timing of this could cut both ways. We're less than 2 weeks away from Election Day, of course. On the one hand, this is hanging over Hillary's head all the way to Election Day. On the other hand, we're not going to get any resolution before Election Day, one way or the other. So what do you make of that? How do you think that's likely to play?
Well, I don't really think it does cut two ways. The fact that there's no resolution is even worse for Hillary Clinton. That it came up 10 days before the election. If you remember, for W. Bush, it was 4 or 5 days before the election, a story about his DWI came up. And that, I still swear that if that had not come up, that he would have won and there would not have been the long, drawn-out process for his election. This is in that, you know, the critical. This is in the red zone, as they call it.
No, it certainly is. Let's talk about another issue that both you and your husband, Joe DeGeneva, have been talking about, and that's the rank-and-file FBI and Justice Department people who are absolutely infuriated with Comey. They want to string him up, I think, was one of the quotes out there, because of the fact that so many people thought it was obvious that Hillary Clinton should have been prosecuted, and ultimately he decided not to do that, and so they believe that there was politics involved there. How much do you think the backlash to him is involved in his decision today, or do you think it's entirely evidence-driven?
I just have no idea. I mean, what the decision he made with the evidence that he had is just not comprehensible to any of us who have been investigator prosecutors. He made out a complete case for gross negligence and called it materially mishandled, or what was it? Whatever it was a synonym for the legal standard of gross negligence. And then he says, oh, but we're not, there's an intent standard. No, there's not. The intent it does not have to be there. Gross negligence is what the statute requires. But I can tell you that even her setting up the server in her basement showed an intent to avoid all the FOIA and all the federal records laws, because she did not want anyone to know what was going on in the Clinton is really important. Bill Clinton made $6.2 million. $6.2 million from foreign countries and foreign entities while she was Secretary of State. Do you know that figure?
I hadn't heard that exactly, no.
It needs to get out there. And these are just for his speeches where he charged, are you ready? I don't know how much you charge for a speech, but this isn't in my ballpark. $500,000 and above. So we have a record of his $500,000 and above speeches. And during the 4 years that she was Secretary of State, from foreign countries and entities, you know, like Ericsson, the foreign company, which had issues pending before the State Department. This is all related to what you're, you know, it's coming out now in these WikiLeaks about the blurred line between the Clinton Foundation and contributions and money to the Clintons personally. $6.2 million in his pocket for speeches. That's just another name for a bribe. Come, show up, say a few words, here's your check, $500,000, $750,000. Thank you for an hour's worth.
Victoria, back in July, Jim Comey said that no reasonable prosecutor would bring charges against Hillary Clinton in this case. He said she wasn't guilty of gross negligence. She was just extremely careless. So given his almost overt dismissal of the possibility of charges back in July, do you think that this really changes much?
You know, again, we don't know what it is, except that I can say that it must have been pretty significant. His FBI agents took it to him and said, hey, you got to look at this. And he, given all the criticism that has come his way for how he's handled the investigation, I can't see that he would have said, oh, well, just go away, guys. We've already done this. He would have had to address it. If it were serious, he had to address it. And so all we know is it's a material issue. What it is, we don't know, and how he's going to decide it, we don't know. But I think he's felt the heat. If nobody had criticized him at all, he might have made this go under the rug. But now he knows he's in a glass house.
Interesting. And of course, he says in the letter today that they contained classified information. So if Anthony Weiner, who doesn't have clearance, I would assume at this point, or somebody else has emails that ultimately originated from that server, that could potentially be a big problem for her.
But nobody had clearances. The lawyers who were handling this case didn't have clearances. The IT people who worked on her emails, which were all highly classified, did not have clearances. So, you know, this is not necessarily new. It's disgusting. For those of us who have clearances, I have a top secret clearance right now because of cases I've worked on. I have never seen such incompetence in handling classified information.
It's a fascinating wrinkle that we thought had been put away, but not for now. Victoria, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure. Bye.
Victoria Tunsing, former Deputy Assistant Attorney General of the United States, former Assistant U.S. Attorney, partner in the Washington law firm of DeGeneva Tunsing. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.